Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Ksubis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Tess. Noisin la ma kesev litzarka. Besides for the food and the clothes, the bed, the cushions, everything we learned about in the previous Mishnah, he also has to give her money. He has to give her a silver ma. A ma is 1/6 of a dinner. Being that there are 6 zuzim in a dinner, it's a zuz. He has to give this to her each week. Noisin la ma kesev a silver ma litzarka for her needs. And like we explained earlier, he can send her the food, but she has the right to eat with him every Leil Shabbos, every Friday night. The other nights, he can send the food. Leil Shabbos, that's the time he's with her, and he must give her the time. There was a famous Rav that once came to Radin. He wanted to eat by the Chafetz Chaim Friday night, but only on the condition that his wife does not eat with them by the table. Chafetz Chaim said, I can't. He says, Niksuba, I have to. Now, let's go back to something we touched on earlier. We explained that the wife works, husband gets the money. But the husband has to support the wife. He has to make sure she has what she needs. So we divide this into two. He has to provide her with the things she needs, and this more kesef, she also has to have pocket money. So he gets the maisa yadel, he gets the work of her hands. On the other side of the coin, he provides her with her mezainis. There is something called moiser, extra maisa yadel, and for that, he gives her the Morkesef. Zok the Mishnah. If the Baal is over his chiyuv and ain noisel lo Morkesef litzarch, he doesn't give her this Morkesef for her needs. So Mais Yudah Shlo, this means the extra Mais Yudah is hers. Okay, so what's extra Mais Yudah? Let's first understand what's regular Mais Yudah and what's called extra. So the Mishnah explains, what's the shear of Mais Yudah? Mishkal chomish sloim shesi b'Yehuda l'moshel. She has to spin wool. So the chassis is the threads that go up and down. And when you spin wool, some threads are made to go up and down, some go from right to left. That's how things get woven together. So she has to spin chassis threads, the up and down threads, the vertical threads, that weigh 5 sloim in Yehuda, which is the same as 10 sloim in the Galil. Mishkal chamish sloim chassis bi Yehuda, shein eser sloim, that would be 10 sloim in the Galil. Now, the chassis threads, they remain in place in the machine called a loom. That's the machine where the threads going from side to side and the threads going up and up, like connect with each other. But the chassis threads remain in place. The Arif threads go in and out. The Arif threads have to be thicker than the chassis threads because you're constantly pushing them in or out. So it's easier to spin. You don't have to make them that thin. It's actually worth half as much as the chassis threads. So Mamela, the Mishnah says like this. She has to make Mishkal Chomish Shlom Shesi B'Yehuda, 5 Shlom of Shesi threads in Yehuda, Shein Eses Shlom B'Gol. That would be double the amount in Gol because they weigh things differently. Or Mishkal Eser Shlom, or 10 Shlom, of Erev B'Yehuda, of the horizontal threads, the one that go from side to side, which are easier to make. So here you have to have double. 10 in Yehuda, Shein Eses Shlom B'Gol, which are also 20 in Gol. Again, that's because in Gol, the way they weigh things, you would need double as much. Vayter says, the Mishnah v'maisa menika, if she was nursing a baby, poichsim lo mimasi yadeh, so we make her work less, she doesn't have to produce that much, umasifim lo mezayin esel, and we add to the amount of foods that she needs. She needs more foods to be able to nurse the baby. The more food she has, the more milk she has to nurse the baby. B'med var memurim, when do we say this? B'oni shel Yisrael. By an ani shabi yisrael, by a poor person who can't afford more. Avul b'mechubit. But if we have a mechubit that can afford more, hakol afich vaydai. It depends on his madrega. He has to treat his wife in a way that passes, that befits such a person. And that applies to the zaynis, it applies to the clothes, it applies to the kalim in the house, other things. Even if she comes from a simple family, she can't say, well, she didn't have this when she was a girl. No, no, no. You have to provide according to your standard. Okay, so what do we learn, basically, chazing over Mishnah Ches and Tess? A husband that wants to provide mezainis for his wife, but she should eat alone. Some say he has reshus to do so, as long as he's with her Leil Shabbos. Some say even during the week, it has to be with her permission. How much mezainis does he give her? Basically 2 sudais per day, and a little bit more. Oil to add to the food, to light the ner, a little bit of wine, if that was the minhag hamakom. If she was nursing, he has to give her more. Some say dafka wine, that helps the nursing. Shabbos, he has to give her 3 sudais, and basar adagim, whatever is accepted. He also has to give her a more kesef for her needs. This is stam. If he's an usher, he has to give lefi ashra. He also has to give her begadim, the right clothes, new clothes in the winter that are warmer. She has to have what other people have. But don't give her the worn-out clothes in the winter when she needs thicker clothes. And the thicker clothes in the summer when it makes a person too hot. He also has to give her a place to live. He has to provide a bed for her, and the mat and the cushion, pots and pans. And again, whatever the standard is, his standard is he has to provide for his wife. He can't say, well, she was a girl, she didn't have any better. No, no, no. You can afford it, you have to give it. The Gemara says in Masechet Chulin, a person has to be mechaber his wife even more than his kaychas.